You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great,
don't worry, I won't ever change. I'll tell you what I think. I will learn. I can change opinions, but who I am won't ever change. Whatever happened to Nelly Furtado? I mean, she was there and then she was gone. I loved this little jam. Folks, Cardi is behind the board playing them good tunes. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure you got the Civic Media app downloaded. It is free from your favorite app store because we kick off our text to win contest on Monday. All kinds of great prizes you can win. Each day we'll draw four winners. Each of those winners will either win $100 cash or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I've been there. It's very nice. Very nice. Great place to go in the middle of the winter. And we'll pick eight grand prize winners to pick out of the Civic Media grab bag, with all kinds of gifts for grown-ups, like humidifiers and espresso machines and luggage and cool things like that. But as it is Friday, first of all, I want to say thanks. A number of absolutely endearing text messages coming through of my specific favorite, Joshua from Wausau. Thank you so much. I was just talking about old recipes that I've inherited or that have been given to me by people whom I hold very close in my heart. And Josh from Wausau, texting in from WXCO, says he's got one of his great-grandmother's old church cookbooks. Those are the jam, right? The old church cookbooks where all the church ladies get together and put their favorite recipes in a book and then sell them to help raise money for the churches. And of course, I then asked Joshua if there were handwritten notes in the cookbook, because I do that. Like, oh, I actually put in more butter or less, or this is very good, easy, actually bakes extra, or things, little changes I've made. And Joshua let me know that he's got her handwritten banana bread recipe in it. There are some notes in that old church cookbook of his great-grandmother's, as well as her recipe for oatmeal crunch cookies. Thank you for warming my heart this afternoon, Joshua. Speaking of food and heartwarming stories, I thought I would share this incredible story that I stumbled across that relates back to the Thanksgiving weekend. A postal worker in Aurora, Illinois, was doing his regular route when in his rearview mirror, he saw an older man who looked kind of unsteady. And then he saw this guy basically take like a full-on header into the ground and, like, by this guy's recounting, face planted. And this guy wheels his postal truck around, runs over to this man, and tries to, like, helps him, gets him up, calls for help, asks the guy where he lives. It turns out it's just a couple blocks away. The older man had a dog. He sort of secures the dog, waves over a couple of other passersby to help the older man. And this postal worker goes to this guy's house to get his wife with the car to come back and help the guy into the car, and just went to the absolute nth degree to help this man out. The postal worker's name is Jalen Lockhart. And the man that he helped was 75-year-old Guy Miller. And the long story short here is that Mr. Lockhart now spends Thanksgiving with the Millers. They invited him into their home and he has Thanksgiving with them. They're on a group chat. They communicate all the time. The postal workers met this guy's adult daughter. I mean, it's a whole, like, they basically inherited and, like, blended their families together. I mean, does it get any better than that? That's service to others. And I'll just say this, y'all, like, that's the America that I know and love. That's the Wisconsin I know and love, where we all keep an eye out for one another. And because I was thinking, you know, about food and nice things, and because my man Cardi started talking to me about 3D food, I had to go ahead and do my homework, had to figure out, like, is this actually a thing? How do they make 3D food? It's a thing, y'all. Blow me away. I love it when I learn new stuff. Yeah, there is such a thing as 3D printed food. It's created from a, quote, semi-automated additive manufacturing process that layers edible filament to create various edible food products. Wow. Apparently, it's not any kind of food in the world. It's not actual meat, right? So all of it's going to be vegan, which is interesting if you think about it. It can be made to target certain nutritional needs. It's very low waste. It's not hard to store, all these kinds of things. You're not going to be able to print this at home with your old Canon printer, though, folks. It's very specialized. But they can basically make things like fish, mashed potatoes, all kinds of different meat substitutes, pasta, and baked goods. Oh, and pizza. They got pizza.
That's insane.
3D food pizza. Who ever heard of such a thing? I don't know about y'all, but like, that is trippy.
It is.
Very trippy. Would you eat 3D food, Cardi? I mean, like, I'd give almost anything a try. I mean, I'd give it a little taste test.
I've tried vegan food. It tends to be a little saltier than regular food.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the 3D printed food. I don't think I want my food coming from
a manufacturing process. Here's how it actually works. Printing food in 3D emulates a pastry chef piping icing on a cake, kind of like squirts this out back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until you got this edible resin. Weird. Everybody have a fabulous weekend. I'm Maggie Dawn. Dom Salvia is up next. Take care of yourselves and others. And remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. That you don't know me.